Welcome back to the Lighting the Way pregame show, brought to you by Minnesota Lighting Fireplace and Flooring Showroom. Each week at this time, we take a look back at John Gilardi's life. And our feature, John Gilardi, Football and Life, A Coach's Perspective. Snippets of an interview done between Andy Hilger and John Gilardi last year played to chronicle John's life and give you insight into the makings of Coach Gilardi. John was raised in the small Colorado town of Trinidad. The son of a blacksmith and auto body repairman, John learned a lot about the merits of hard work from his father and mother and those around him. He was also taught a saying by his father that he would later pass on.
What I do remember with him was no matter what happened, and I say sometimes had to be tough, he'd always say in Italian, Dio provvido, God will provide. Nothing bothered him. You know, he'd say, well, God will provide. And if I heard that once, he must have had occasion to use a lot of times, because I sure remember it a lot. And that solved a lot of his problems. They didn't worry about it.
During John and Andy's interview session, the subject of sports came up, as you would expect, a number of times. Andy and John talked about John's first experience with sports, not organized sports, just sports.
When I was a kid, the best thing was better than Little Leagues, because we just had empty lots where we could get a bunch of guys together and play ball, and some of the best games we ever played were just pickup games, and went well, no umpires, no nothing, and we just played, no, and especially no parents.
Nobody watching from the sidelines.
Watching or giving you, it was perfect. I think sometimes now, and I think there's too much
parental involvement.
I guess that's the right word. My mother and father never saw me play anything. They didn't. But they were all Italian immigrants, and my friends, well, their parents were too, and they didn't really understand what that was all about. But they never said not to play, and they didn't get involved too much. But we knew they were there, and they allowed us to do that. See.
Well, not only playing sports, but coaching sports was a big part of John's young life. And it all started while he was still in school.
Parish priest who was running the school, he said that he called us in and says, "I'm going to have to drop football. The coach is gone. Football coach is gone." And the coach, he coached everything. And he says, "We're going to have to, we can't get anybody." He looked desperately, couldn't find a guy. He said, "We'll have to drop." Well, we didn't like that. I said, "Well, why don't you let us just try? Just run it the best we can." And use what we did. Well, that work, he says. I said, "Why don't you watch us practice? And if you don't think we," I says, "I think our opponents will love that. They don't want to cancel a game. They'd rather play somebody. We're just happy to play the schedule." Oh, okay, that sounds good. So he did. We did that, and that's what gave me my break. Of course, the coach we had was a typical coach, the drill sergeant type of guy that it was like another pickup game, you know, in a sense, like we were playing Sandlot. Like we do with everything else, a little more organized, but not much more. No parental, no adults taking over. We're running it ourselves.
And the kids did run it, and they ran it well enough to win the school's first conference championship. And John, well, he continued coaching not only at that high school, but also the junior college, and then at St. Mary's College, and then up in Montana, and of course, coming to St. John's 50 years ago. The Johnnies 50th season under head coach John Gilardi continues today against Hamlin. We're back with more of the Lighting the Way pregame show after this on Spirit 93.